This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I was up there and I didn't see you guys, and I just looked over. I was like, hey, there's a lot of people I've never seen before. No pressure. Anyways. Cool. Wow, this is weird.
Any missteps on the set here?
On this one, like today, no, luckily. But there were a few times in the beginning, I think I busted my, can I say ass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A few times I busted my ass during the fight. But then I got smart and put on my low shoes and went off without a hitch.
Is it harder to run in that outfit?
Yeah, it's a metal corset, and underneath it is a regular corset. So I have two corsets on. So after a while, your abs are kind of spasming out. And my stunt girl sometimes has to come over and lift me up under my rib cage, and I let out a burp, and then everything's fine.
Do you have to wear the corset when you're doing training? Just like you're used to breathing that way?
I did, yeah. I didn't wear the metal one because it didn't exist yet, but I wore the one underneath it. And it was, throughout the fight, I was like, wow, this is going to be really hard when I have to put on high heels and all this other stuff. But you kind of just get used to it, though.
Yeah. Can you talk about, Sif's relationship in this movie with Thor, because, you know, they have kind of a history in the comics, but, like,
sure,
sort of that aspect of it.
The relationship between Thor and Sif in this movie is quite platonic. I mean, they're good buddies. They've grown up with each other. They're warriors. They fight side by side. We haven't taken it to the next level yet. I'm going to throw that in there. Yeah, she kind of thinks he's a little bit pig-headed, but she loves him nevertheless. You know, she's like, that's my buddy. You know, I'll do what I can for him. But she'll definitely call him on his shit, which I like. So that's kind of how I am with Chris.
You said yes. Are they giving you any indication that in the future you would?
I think that's a strong possibility due to the comic books, but nothing has really been set in stone.
For this film, did you guys sign the the 9-picture, I'm kind of attached to the Marvel Universe for a while now, sort of deals?
Let me step into my office. No. I can't talk. Next question.
So you and Natalie Portman, would you say Thor has a type?
I think so, yeah. It's funny. The dark hair, the mole, the eyebrows, and she's like a miniature version of me.
Heavy metal.
Or more fit version of me. I haven't yet. I actually met with her trainer yesterday to start doing a little bit of flexibility training with her and stuff. But it'll be interesting. I've heard great things about her, and she's a talented girl, and I heard that she's a pleasure to be around. So,
do you have scenes together?
Yes. This is like being on Twitter. This is really difficult. Yes, we do.
Are you looking for
the coolest? The coolest sequence for you filming so far.
I think all the fight stuff. I'm cut out for that. I used to wrestle in high school, so I really, really love it. Yeah, I love all the fighting and martial arts. Hey, why am I not up there?
Ready, rehearsal.
Oh, it's just a rehearsal. Keep going.
Let's do the obvious question of when you found out you were getting the part, how many comics did you read, where'd you go to buy them, et cetera, et cetera.
Weirdly enough, I grew up with four brothers in Texas, and they're huge Marvel fans, so I've read Thor when I was in middle school, 7th grade. Wow, that was a long time ago. So I read some comic books back then, and my brother has like a bunch of Avenger comic books. So I met Walt Simonson recently, and I totally geeked out, and I think he thinks I'm a freak, but it's totally fine, because he was way cool. So it was kind of neat, because I find Sif a lot stronger than Wonder Woman, so I'm really pleased that I got this role, and as you can see, she's covered. It's no slutty costumes, no, you know, boobs sticking out or any of that stuff. She's just a strong female, and I think that needs to be done for a lot of young women out there.
Are your brothers losing their minds now?
I think they totally, yeah. Yeah, they're more like, is Natalie single? I'm like, I don't know, don't ask me that. Like,
If anything gets recorded, it's
his fault. Blame it on Craig Kyle.
Well, can you talk about working for Kenneth and what that dynamic's been like on set? You know, is there a lot of improv? How is he as a director?
Kenneth is awesome to work with. He allows us a lot of creative freedom. He's always saying, would you like another take? Would you like to try something different? And I say, you know what, if you got what you want, then, you know, I'll be good, you know, because by that time I'm usually out of breath. But he's awesome, and he's very personable, and he's... he really cares a lot about us and a lot about how we feel if we're in, you know, any sort of pain in any way, shape, or form. But he's also, he's just very clever, and he demands a lot of respect, which I think is great, you know, without being an asshole, you know.
Can you talk about the dialogue? Does it have that sort of Shakespearean vibe that some of the old comics have, or is it more kind of straightforward speak? Or?
It's kind of a cross between, I think. It's not, you know, over-the-top old English like Lord of the Rings would be or something like that, but there is a very sophisticated air about the Asgardians, you know, in their dialogue. And hold on. Okay, and I'm doing an English accent in the movie. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, I've heard 2 out of 3. Anyway,
so everybody in Asgard has a British accent.
Well, Anthony's kind of Welsh, but yeah, you know what I mean. On that side of the pond, yeah, pretty much.
So, how many scenes have you had with Mr. Hopkins?
Seriously, if I do something, just hit me on the shoulder and I will stop
just
talking.
You've had some.
I've had a few. He's actually, he is a really cool man. He's kind of like a little boy in an old man's body. That's the best way I can describe him. He has the best spirit and he's just so happy. And he wears these funky bright blue shoes to work. And he always like comes in with a scarf and a top hat and like bright yellow sunglasses. And he's just great. He's so much fun.
Is it Odin or Elton John?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. It's like a cross between two different people. But he's so excited to be in this. It's like, it's almost, I imagine how he would be on his first movie. That's how excited he is. And it's really great to see somebody of that age still, and who's had such a career like that, be still so excited.
Well, the sets are amazing that we've seen. What's been your favorite set so far that you've worked on?
And you've seen all of them? Don't lie to me.
We've seen a lot. No, we've seen a lot of the
observatory, and they've seen the torn down vault, and they've seen this.
Okay. The observatory is the most gorgeous set I've ever been on, but I think I had the most fun in the set. So, in the, as you can see, the ice mold.
Does it move exactly the same way each take?
This does. This is our first day to work with the moving set, and it pretty much moves pretty similar. I mean, I think the rehearsal was worse than the actual like shots that we used or the actual takes that we did. So,
I feel like you're a little bit on Krypton and Superman.
You know, it has that feel. Yeah, I mean, it's I kept thinking about that when we got in here that first day. I was like, holy crap, where's Marlon Brando?
We're Marlon. One of the most famous sets in all of cinematic history.
Yeah.
So we have not created the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, yeah.
People are concerned.
Yeah.
Do you continue now on to the New Mexico shooting?
That's up in the air. Yeah.
Depends on what she says right now.
You know what, Craig? You know
is
what
this
I do
for
to
last
Craig
question, Jamie?
Yes.
How's it been working on the green screen?
Green screen, you know, it's interesting. It's my first time to ever work with green screen technology. Sometimes it can be really boring because you're like, wow, I got to really imagine all of this stuff around me. But it's low maintenance, which is nice. It's not as hard as I thought it would be. So. And they've showed us a lot of photographs of what this is going to look like, so we can have it in our mind and really, you know, use that for our imagination. Seeing as how everything is green in here.
Can you explain to us what it's going to look like in your own words?
No.
Okay. Can you explain the other characters that you're here with today, kind of in your own words, just break them down?
Sure. We have Volstagg, who Ray Stevenson's playing, and he's kind of a jolly good time. That's the best way I can put that. Tadanobu's not with us today, but his double is here, and he plays Hogan, and he's Hogan the Grim. Actually, Tadanobu's really funny, but he doesn't get to be in this. Maybe a little bit. And forget who else is in this scene. Josh, who plays Fandral. He's Fandral the Dashing, and he's been loads of fun to work with. And, you know, he's definitely always schmoozing the ladies and that sort of thing. His character, he's married. He doesn't do that in real life. I should shut up. And then, of course, Loki, who is our villain. And he's a hoot to work with. And that's actually, Tom has helped me a lot with my accent because he is the standard RP British accent on his own. So I've worked a lot with him to sort of match him, and we kind of all match him in the movie.
I guess Craig would have to vet this question or not, but yeah. Can you say what your character thinks of Loki before he becomes kind of an out-and-out villain? Like, what's kind of their relationship? Are they fond of him? Do they not trust him? I mean,
I can say just from I will be good. From reading the comics, I kind of took it upon myself to sort of follow those storylines where, you know, he's my buddy. I'll fight alongside of him, but you know, he's not as good of a fighter as me, and that's kind of the attitude I have with him sometimes. But still, the core six of them are very much friends, and it, I think certain things that happen throughout the film are a little shocking to Sif.
All right. I think you did great.
Oh, I thought he was going to get mad at me. I was like, holy crap. I know he's just going to backhand me in the back of the head if I see that.
Not what I can see.
About meeting, you said you met Walt. What did you guys talk about?
We're done.
Okay. Yeah.
We did.
His haircut.
You did great.
Bye. Sorry. Bye. Hope you